the same boutique was holding an online giveaway in an attempt to gain new Facebook followers. The rules were simple. Upload a photo of yourself wearing one of our items. The photo with the most likes wins $100 worth of free clothes. And I probably don't need to remind you that I have strong feelings about free, discounted clothes. So I did what any other mama in my position would do. I took off my pajama pants and t-shirt and put on my new outfit that still had the tags attached and went to take a photo of myself in my bathroom mirror. I felt a little ridiculous, honestly. My kids were banging on the bathroom door shouting, "Mama," and my response was, "Of course, just a second, mommy is taking a selfie." I uploaded the photo to the boutique's Facebook page competition, and then I became the most annoying person on Facebook. I contacted everyone I had ever known and begged them to click on my picture and like it. I'm not joking. Some of the people that I messaged I hadn't talked to in years. I wrote something to the effect of, "Hey, hope your life turned out okay. Can you do me a favor and like this picture?" Looking back, I felt a little embarrassed, but anything for free clothes, I guess. So all that work and you're guessing that I won, right? Nope. But a few weeks later, I got something even better. The owner of the boutique sent me an email. Get this. She wanted to know if I was a fashion blogger. I kind of felt like I was being pranked. Me? A fashion blogger? I had to laugh considering the reality of my life. So I replied, "Dear boutique owner, no, surprisingly, I am not a fashion blogger. I had to take off my nasty mommy stuff to take a picture for your contest. And then I put the mommy clothes right back on so I wouldn't ruin them when I walked out of my bathroom and into my real life. While I enjoy the idea that someday I might be fashionable again,